Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Circe, a podcast of the Ostium Network.
Chapter 2.
Moro.
I never knew my mother, or father. At least not when I was older. As a newborn bundle, they were there, helping me, supporting me, nurturing me. And then they were gone. Gone from my life, gone from this world. Their bodies were never found. No one knew anything. As for me, a babe of just 6 months, I was rescued by a very special woman. Clystra was her name. She was old when I was still very young. When I grew to my teens and over-teens, she was older, but did not seem so. She appeared just as I remembered her when I was 15, 10, and 5. But I knew before 5 that she possessed a special gift. A gift she chose to impart to me. For she was a great sorceress. A Circe. She came upon me in a setting that bears more than a passing resemblance to a quaint tale out of a very old book. I lay wrapped in a swaddling blanket in my wicker crib, studying the intricacies of my toes and their ability to move independently, as if they were their very own tiny little creatures. It made me giggle endlessly. My giggles grew louder when I discovered I could in fact reach these little toes, and my face grew shocked when I learned they were part of me. You are perchance wondering how I could recall a moment in such detail from a very young age, how the mind does not begin to keep and maintain thoughts and memories such as these until a few years greater in age. Let me elucidate, and by the same token reveal the awesome power of the incredible Clystra. On the day she performed this complicated spell, I had no idea what her plans were. She told me nothing, but let me stew in my wandering thoughts. I merely watched her as she assembled her articles, picking up certain rocks from various baskets in her storehouse and assembling them in a crude pyramid before me, then accumulating a number of sticks and twigs which she carefully lined up against the rocks, all seeming to come to a tapered point.
Wait here.
Then she stepped outside her home. She was gone for but a few moments, and returned with a gorgeous, vibrant green rose, the burgundy leaves flaming the exotic color of the flower. The fact that this rose's color was the same as my eyes was not missed by me, especially since Clystra has told me this myriad times over my years. I knew then that this was certainly something involving my person. I grew nervous. She delicately placed the flower on the rickety scaffolding of sticks and rocks. I thought it would all come tumbling down like Eggy Freddy. And it did but tremble for a second like an insect about to take flight, and then held.
Are you ready?
I gave her a look that said I knew not at all. She nodded in acceptance and began. Her legs folded beneath her and seemed to disappear. Clystra held up her hands, palms out, as if she were absorbing warmth from a fire. Eyes closed, she was concentrating. I watched and learned. Something happened, but I didn't know what. It seemed like nothing, but then I saw we were no longer where we'd been. Now inside a thatch house, sitting in the same position. Clystra before me, sitting just the same, except we were not alone. I was able to immediately know this by the sound of a child. A very young child. I turned my head to see a wicker crib in a corner of the hut. From my angle of view, I could not see who was in the crib, though the noises made it clear it was a babe. Then I saw wriggling hands and feet reaching and kicking out until they came in contact with each other. I couldn't close my eyes. I couldn't blink. Those tiny limbs, so soft and pure and innocent. I was mesmerized. Entranced. Hypnotized.
That's you?
How is that possible?
We have traveled through time to the past. In a short while, someone will walk through the door.
You? I ask in wonder.
Yes. You catch on quick, girl. And this is the day I found you.
So you know what happened to my parents?
Sadly, no, my dear. I tried. I tried very hard. I used spells, all the ones that might work. And I talked to many and all. No one had answer or even a clue. One day they were there, taking care of you. The next, they were gone.
I wanted to move on, not talk about this still fresh and open wound. How have we traveled in time?
We do not have long, so I will be terse. You know the essence of magic is in the life of things. Be they organic or not, living or lifeless. The stones I chose because they are equal to those in this hut.
I can't help asking, you remember the exact stones?
I remember everything I see, because I have to, because it is a focal part of the craft, because it is a requirement and a tool of the sorceress, a tenet of the Circe. I took a little from each stone. The stones and rocks of Albion are almost as ancient as the planet itself. I only need a little time, so I was very sparing with each stone. If you examine them, you may notice a new scratch, a small nick, nothing more. The more essence you take, the greater toll it takes on the object.
Hearing this, my eyes returned to the grouping of magical items, and I gasped. The sticks were no longer there. Gone. But no, there were small piles of wood dust around the rocks. They'd been converted to oh-so-tiny pieces. The cost of the spell, the sacrifice. I could also see the rocks now, and Clystra was right. While I had not paid much attention to them before, I could see a visible white scratch on one, a scratch that looked fresh. On another, a small piece was absent, as if it had been deftly cut away or dropped onto a sharp edge. I looked for the last ingredient to the spell, and for some time could not find it. The lovely, vibrant green rose. There was no greenery to be found anywhere on the floor between us. Then I did see a blackened, shriveled piece of something. A small, discarded banana skin that has been left for days to the elements. It was barely a husk, a nothing, a no longer. Something that could never come back and be the beautiful thing it once was. The greatest cost, the highest toll had been on the rose, which did not exist anymore. All its life essence subtracted, removed, withdrawn. This was an important lesson for me, one I would never forget. Clystra said nothing during this time, knowing that what I was seeing was teaching me far more than any service words could perform. Then the thatch door opened on the thatch hut, and in walked another Clystra, more than a decade younger. Although she did not look much changed from the one kneeling before, perhaps a few less wrinkles, more black to her hair, and a brighter light in her eyes. I pulled myself to the side, attempting to cower before this new person, hoping to hide myself. The Clystra from my time snorted at this.
She cannot see us.
I understood this response, but had trouble accepting it. The younger Clystra walked through the old woman, then through me, over to the child. She began cooing at the babe, and it made sounds at her. She bent down and picked up the child, putting her over her shoulder. The babe's head was turned towards me, her face looking at me, and I looked back. Then the child began to fade, grow transparent, as did the younger Clystra, and then so too did the hut. I looked quickly to my Clystra and was immediately relieved to see her solid and corporeal. Then the thatch hut vanished, like a flicker at the corner of my vision, and we were back in her stockroom. I let out a deep breath. A breath from the past, from a different moment in time, perchance. But then are not all breaths, when taken in, expelled at a different moment in time? For time is always moving forward, whether we want it to or not. I turned to Clystra and saw her looking at me as if waiting for a question. And then I had it. How do you know what ingredients to use in a spell like this?
That is the correct question and an easy answer. I do not. I know much about the objects of the world, those living and those that are not. But for conducting spells, there are no books that tell you step by step what to do, like a recipe for cooking a favorite dish. It is all about what the spell is for, what it is for, and who it is for. I knew I wanted to take the two of us back to this moment in time. I knew the stones that would be required and how much time we needed to travel into the past. I knew the amount of life energy that would be required from past experience. And I knew the element that linked to you specifically would have to be very strong and potent. I only have one more of those rare green roses left on the bush in my orchard. I know not if more will bloom, or if the plant may die. Magic is all about tolls on life. The role of the sorceress, the Circe, is to know the toll and to confidently know whether that toll is truly worth it.
The Circe Podcast is written and produced by Alex C. Talander. The role of Thyra is performed by Arden Rachel. The role of Steve is performed by Alex C. Talander. The role of Clystra is performed by Emma Shirjako. The role of Maeve is performed by Muna Husin. This episode was sound engineered by the talented blokes at Hail and Well Met Podcasts. If you're looking for some other shows once you finish Circe, be sure to check out their work at haleandwellmetpodcast.com. The music featured in this episode is Sunrise by Kit Kat, Wistful Harp by Andrew Huang, Ascending the Veil by Kevin McLeod, under the Creative Commons license. The Circe Podcast is a podcast of the Ostium Network. You can support Circe as well as all other Ostium Network shows by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast, where you can get access to a whole variety of bonus material, including mini episodes for Ostium, Circe, and Manifestations, as well as the Ostium Files and the Behind the Ostium series. You will also get access to a new Circe miniseries all about her lost love, Pragma, and behind-the-scenes episodes about Circe called Circe Confidential. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Circe Podcast. This story came out of the character of Thyra as she took me along on her journey, which is very far from over, and I'm delighted to have you all with me for the ride.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.